If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. One of the things I get often asked is how do you get it so that customers are wanting to come back and take more or buy more of your products, right? So let's talk about those three ways that I think that you guys will get a lot out of in order to leave customers wanting more, okay? Some of this is, in my opinion, pretty basic. However, I have a feeling many of you are not doing all of these things, okay? So I really love the repeat customer. I have lots of repeat customers, customers who buy my stuff over and over and over again, because if they like this thing, then they might also like this thing over here. Okay, so let's talk about three. There are way more than three, but I'm gonna talk about three that I think if you can just get under these under control, it will help you so much, okay? So number one, make sure your production is done right, okay? No one likes a file that doesn't work, and I will tell you, I am for sure someone who has done this, who has struggled with this in the past. I try to get it right now because I know better now. But as you are a more experienced designer, you will see that you will get better and better and better at this. Okay. Production is getting those files zipped up, working good in the right formats for every type of customer you have out there. Okay. Sometimes that means zipping up multiple different types of files for customers so that they can get, you know, if they're a Cricut user versus a Brother and Scan and Cut user, that they're going to get the right kind of file that works for them. Okay. So production matters. Getting your production right, that will make or break you whether a customer comes back or not. Because if your file doesn't work great for them the first time, they are not coming back to buy another file from you. They're just not. Okay. And there, by the way, there are some mistakes that happen that you just can't do very much about. We had this actually, we had a customer email us like just a couple of months ago about our hot dog tray. So I have this hot dog tray. It's worked great. I've sold gazillions of them. Okay. And so I knew it worked. Okay. Especially in the Silhouette software. Well, I had a Cricut user come and grab it. And she said that one of the lines was showing up really weird. So we had her send us a screenshot so that we could take a look and see what was going on. And we were like, we have no idea why this is doing what it's doing over here. So instead we rebuilt the file for her and gave that to her. And then we updated the file wherever she bought it. And the thing is, you're going to run into stuff like that, you guys. That's why you're going to have customer service issues where you're going to have to like get back to people and figure things out, because what has been working on one product end might not work over here on this other product. Okay. So we've got to get our production right. It makes it a little bit easier when we have some issues that are really out of our control. That's, you know, it's the technology that we're fighting against. Okay. So just be aware about that. Okay. Number two, I call it a README file. How many of you have README files in your zips? Okay, we have one that we just give everybody in Design Suite to use. And it depends on the platform, because I have platforms where I can't do a README file. But on platforms where I can zip in a README file, I do. And what does it have in there? Usually a little bit about me, where they can find other products. We want our customers to come back and buy more of our stuff. But very often, we're not even telling them that they can go find us X, Y, and Z, or on this website, or they can get a discount, right? So a README file, you guys. I really like a text file because then it opens on anybody's computer. And very often in this README file, we do this for our Ink Club bundle. So those of you who are not part of the membership, you probably don't know this, but you can buy the Ink Club bundle separately. We just sell it as a regular, monstrous, gorgeous, big file with so much stuff in it, okay? So we sell all of our past bundles individually. We just have like a special price for those, like it's like 50% off basically if you're part of the subscription membership for getting that bundle every month. And so we put in there a README file that has links to the videos, because we want to make sure that you have the instructional videos, right? Which brings me to number three. One way that you can get customers to repeat, come back to you, get excited about what you're doing, is creating education of some sort. Now, I just said educational videos. That's what we have been doing the last few years. But before this, I did blog posts. and I would do photos with everything. We have a couple of ebooks where I took photos of every single step of creating things, and it really helps people so they can see the whole process. Now I like videos because I'm gonna make the stuff anyway, so I don't stop to take a picture of it. I just show everybody how I'm making it, and those help tremendously. They help so much. So if you want to get customers excited about your other products, send them to YouTube where they can watch how to make the thing that you are showing them or that they've just purchased. And then it will give suggestions of other products or other videos that you have made. So when you create a library of YouTube videos or any kind of videos or blog posts or whatever you need to give education, then you are going to attract customers. One of the complaints I very often hear from my designers is that there are other designers following them on social media. If you don't want other designers to follow you, instead you want crafters, fabric designers, quilters, not designers, quilters, crafters, people who are actually using your products, you need to provide education for them. And that is what will attract your customers to buy more, because they're going to be more excited about what they can see that you're already creating and doing. Okay? Hopefully that helps. I hope you put these three things into practice, and I will see you soon. Hey, did you know that you can visit me at makeanddesign.com to learn more about this podcast and join my VIP group for weekly freebies? I can't wait to see you there.